Unit 5. Thinking outside the box.
创新思维
Part 1. Listening comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it.After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear,
Are you catching the 12:50 flight to New York?
No, I'll leave this evening.
Question, what are the 2 persons talking about?
You will read
A. New York City B. An evening party C. An air trip D. The man's job.
From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York.Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin.
1. Excuse me, sir. I want to report a robbery.
What has been robbed?
Question. Who is the woman speaking to?2. What's done about the lost children?
Nothing. They've stopped looking for them.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? 3. Fasten your seatbelt, please, sir.
Of course. I didn't realize we are planning to land so soon.
Question.Where is this conversation probably taking place? Four. What can I do about the pain?
Take it easy, take the medicine and have a good rest.
Question. What is the man's job?
5. Your dress is nice. How much did it cost you?
$49.30.
Question. How much did the woman pay for her dress?
Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are 2 recorded conversations in it.After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Conversation 1.
Hi, Mark. Haven't seen you for ages. How are you doing?
Can't complain. I'm busy with my experiments in the lab, but after work I often play some sports.
Like what?
Like tennis, running and golf.
Golf? That's my favorite game. How often do you play it, Mark?
I usually play about once a month. What about you, Hingis?
I play every Sunday.
Even when it rains?
Yes, even when it rains. I never miss a game on Sunday.
Where do you go?
The country club. Do you know it?
Yes, I went there once. You're going to play next Sunday, I suppose.
Certainly. Listen, why don't you come with me? We can play together.
I'd love to. What time shall we meet?
Let's meet at the clubhouse at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Good.See you then.
Question 6. What sports does the man like to play after work?
Question 7. How often does the woman play golf?
Question 8. When will they meet at the clubhouse? Hi, Mark. Haven't seen you for ages. How are you doing?
Can't complain. I'm busy with my experiments in the lab, but after work I often play some sports.
Like what?
Like tennis, running and golf.
Golf? That's my favourite game. How often do you play it, Mark?
I usually play about once a month. What about you, Hingis?
I play every Sunday.
Even when it rains?
Yes, even when it rains. I never miss a game on Sunday.
Where do you go?
The country club. Do you know it?
Yes, I went there once. You're going to play next Sunday, I suppose.
Certainly. Listen, why don't you come with me? We can play together.
I'd love to. What time shall we meet?
Let's meet at the clubhouse at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Good. See you then.
Question 6. What sports does the man like to play after work?
Question 7. How often does the woman play golf?
Question 8. When will they meet at the clubhouse?
Conversation 2.
Welcome to Youth Hotel. Can I help you?
I'd like to reserve a room for the night.
Would you like a single room, a double room, or a room for three?
A single room, please. Can I pay by check?
Sure. Fill in this form, please.
Do you need my student card number?
No, just your address and telephone number.
Okay, here is the form.
Very well. Here is your key to room 212.
Thank you.
Have a good stay.
Question 9. What kind of room does the man want to take?
Question 10. What does the man need to write in the form? Welcome to Youth Hotel. Can I help you?
I'd like to reserve a room for the night.
Would you like a single room, a double room, or a room for three?
A single room, please. Can I pay by check?
Sure. Fill in this form, please.
Do you need my student card number?
No, just your address and telephone number.
Okay, here is the form.
Very well. Here is your key to room 212.
Thank you.
Have a good stay.
Question 9. What kind of room does the man want to take?
Question 10. What does the man need to write in the form?
Section C. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase, in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now listen to the passage.
First reading.
In England, people don't talk too much. You can get on a bus or a train and find that everyone sits looking out of the window. Often they read books and newspapers in public places, but they don't often talk. When you meet the English people, they often talk about one thing, the weather, because the weather in England is always changeable. When you meet someone in England, you may say, "Nice weather, isn't it?" "Yes, it is, but it will rain tomorrow." He may answer, "If you talk like this, the English people will think you are friendly." Remember, it is not polite to ask about people's personal life, such as their age, weight, income, and marriage.
Question 11. What do English people often do in public places?
Question 12. What are English people often talking about?
Question 13. Why do English people often talk about it?
Question 14. What will English people think of you if you talk to them about the weather?
Question 15. What is not polite to ask about? Second reading.
In England, people don't talk too much. You can get on a bus or a train and find that everyone sits looking out of the window. Often they read books and newspapers in public places, but they don't often talk. When you meet the English people, they often talk about one thing, the weather, because the weather in England is always changeable. When you meet someone in England, you may say, "Nice weather, isn't it?" "Yes, it is, but it will rain tomorrow," he may answer. If you talk like this, the English people will think you are friendly. Remember, it is not polite to ask about people's personal life, such as their age, weight, income, and marriage.
Question 11. What do English people often do in public places?
Question 12. What are English people often talking about?
Question 13. Why do English people often talk about it?
Question 14. What will English people think of you if you talk to them about the weather?
Question 15. What is not polite to ask about?